AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development. Follow me on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, Facebook, Business on the Edge, and our new Facebook page for women group, On the Edge, Women in Business. It's a women's group. I wasn't sure how I wanted to say that, but it's a group on Facebook, so you can connect with us out there. You can post your information about your product, services, events, sort of things. You can also email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And as always, we'd like to thank our listeners each week for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires you, your business, your professional development, and small business growth. And as always, you can dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You're able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. And I read this last week. This is such a great quote. I thought I would keep it in for this work this week. Eleanor Roosevelt, and that was the first lady from 1933-1945. I believe that's her actual dates of life, not in the White House. So anyway, you gain strength, courage. Actually, that wouldn't be correct. Math doesn't add up. That's funny. So you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I lived through this difficult situation. I can take the next thing that comes along. And I know we've all had those experiences. I certainly have. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. So keep that in mind. So my On the Edge power fact, not a question tonight, power fact. Did you know about two-thirds of billionaires built their own fortune, self-made billionaires? And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I got a story for you, and we'll kind of unfold a young boy who became a billionaire. So anyway, what's in the news tonight? Cybercrime. California is the top target for cybercrime. There was a report that came out in the San Jose Mercury News, and Kamala Harris, the California Attorney General, says that this state, our state, Golden State of California, is the top state that is targeted for cybercrime. So, and I'm going to quote her here, we know that they use technology directly in a way that perpetuates and commits crime, in particular the crime of hacking and data breaches and malware, California Attorney General Kamala Harris. And cyber crimes, and of course I know Target has been in the news, Target is really probably want us to stop talking about them. By the way, I haven't quit shopping at Target. You know, my take is, and I do have a Target card, no one's safe. This is just the reality of the digital age that we're at risk as long as our information is out there. So, you know, they have taken the steps to mitigate anything happening in the future, but it does happen. So the impact, though, is financially tremendous. We have hundreds of millions of dollars that, because of cybercrime, hitting small businesses, hitting the targets, hitting where, you know, financial institutions. In fact, the countries we hear about, Russia, Ukraine, China, Nigeria, these organizations, Europe, you know, they're in these safe havens and attacking us here in, you know, our place of business. And we don't want to see mom and pops go out of business. We certainly don't want to see our information hacked. And so we have to think about steps that we can do as business owners, and even with us putting our information out there, what we can do to kind of keep ourselves a little bit more protected. So I asked my friend and professional colleague, Nancy Frank, to kind of give us some insight for just a few moments on what are some ways that we can protect ourselves with regards to cybercrime. Nancy is the owner and founder of Superior Compliance Solutions, and this is one of the topics and one of the areas that they help companies and businesses protect themselves. So Nancy, thank you for just dropping in and sharing with our audience, you know, ways that we can protect our businesses.
Yeah, Margaret, thank you so much for inviting me in. And this is such a hot topic, and it affects all of us personally and in businesses. You know, when I look at small businesses and actually work with my clients, small businesses, the topic of the security of their data, I'm asking them a couple of questions to kind of identify their vulnerability and how they're going to manage a data breach, because it's not to prevent it, but when it happens, how do we manage it? And first and foremost is to ensure that there's up-to-date security software being used on the server or wherever their data is located. And if they manage their own servers, you know, keeping it up to date, having an IT person who is always on top of the latest security software and the latest type of processes or methods that their hackers are using to get into data. Mm-hmm. The second one, which is more common, is around the cloud. Everybody's going to the cloud using many different suppliers for putting their data out there in the virtual space and using that data. But how is it secured? And as a small business owner, we really have to do the due diligence to look at the cloud services, how they secure their data, what they're using to secure it. And I would even say more importantly, how they're going to work with you as your partner. Sure. To notify you when data is breached. And that takes me to the third item, which is working with my clients to help them on their data breach policy, because they have their clients' information out there. And when it is breached, you don't want it to be newsworthy like Target was. And then, of course, it costs you your reputation and a lot of money. And there are now even insurance policies out there, and I do advise my clients on getting those cybercrime insurance policies. But many times those policies are not sufficient for the damages that can happen. So it's really important that small businesses understand their structure on how to deal with data breaches, their infrastructure to be secure with security software, and most importantly, how they're going to manage it so that it doesn't impact their reputation.
Sure. This is absolutely fantastic information. And Nancy, I appreciate you coming in and just giving us a little insight in terms of that this is a reality, and this is something that we need to make sure that we incorporate into our day-to-day business practices in terms of making sure that information is protected, it's safe. There's this virtual wall around what we're asking people to give us in terms of their information. So again, this is Nancy Franklin's, and she is the owner, founder of Superior Compliance Solutions. And Nancy has classes and training classes. Is this training class, Nancy, or is this every third Thursday of the month, 8:30 to 10 a.m., free continental breakfast? Is that's kind of like a training class? What exactly do you do in those classes? Are they training for small businesses? Can you give us a little bit of information on that before you get off the air?
Yeah, absolutely. So the third Thursday of each month in my office in Cupertino, we have a session for businesses to come in and ask questions around compliance and fraud and, you know, security, data breach, cyber crimes, everything you can imagine that they're trying to work through, and as well as getting their head down and serving your clients and making some money. So it's a forum for them to ask questions and to learn a bit. I share tips and help them with general questions that they have. So it's a Q&A, as well as I provide some teaching on various topics.
So this is really a must-have, and I would say to small business owners who are out there and getting started, and even if you're you know, just in your incubator stages, this is really a great place to start in terms of making sure that you have everything in place with regards to your business. You unfold a business, you eat the elephant one bite at a time, and having the right resources in hand. These solutions, Nancy, would allow them to save money. You don't want to get in trouble and then call Nancy. You want to call Nancy before anything occurs and have your business protected. Would you agree with that, Nancy?
I couldn't say it any better. Absolutely, Margaret.
Thank you for calling in tonight, and we appreciate you giving us an insight on cybercrime. And by the way, for those that are listening, that the cybercrime is targeted towards the wealthy, innovative businesses, financial institutions throughout the state. So we want to make sure that you do your due diligence, and we're going to give you more information about Nancy and how to connect with her later in the show. Nancy, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to connect with us tonight.
Thank you, Margaret.
So what else is in the news? This cybercrime stuff is crazy. And you know, we have to understand that also the internet is still very new. This is still in its infancy. And so we want to make sure that we're doing the right things. And for sure, you should have some security software on your computer. Let's move on to, there's an article that I read, and I just kind of came across it earlier today, and I thought this was kind of interesting. And it's by Forbes magazine, and it was published November 6th, 2013. And this article, 10 ways that women can dare to grow their businesses big. And as I went through this article, these are things that we talk about in our events, our Women in Business Club, things that we're doing. And it's kind of cool to kind of see what you're saying is being echoed. And 2% of women-owned firms, only 2%, let me say it like that, have passed the $1 million revenue threshold compared to our male counterpart. 6% of men have owned firms. So we still see this gender gap. But what are some of the things that women can do, that we can do to grow our business? And I'm excited because we're doing all 10 of these things. And we're going to start with this and try to give you all 10 things, and then we're going to go to a little story that I have about this young man that became a billionaire. But number one, seek mentors and sponsors, and then mentor and sponsors. So what you grow and get, give it to someone else. But mentors and sponsors, you need mentors in growing your business. You need mentors in developing your professional career if you want to, climb up that corporate ladder. I have great mentors in my life. I have great people that just kind of keep me balanced. And you never arrive. So everyone has mentors, you know, or you should, you know. I'm sure Warren Buffett has a mentor. And so it's just smart to have. Then, you know, we're going to talk about taking risks. And we're going to go to a commercial break. But I want to specifically talk about taking risks with women when we come back. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, the area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin, a better location on that Oakland crash. Eastbound 580 at the connector to East 24. Two left lanes are blocked. An overturned vehicle there. It is backed up into the maze. San Francisco, a northbound 19th Avenue at Terravel. Look out for this crash. The left and right out of three lanes blocked. Only the middle lane getting through. It's backed up practically onto 280 as you try to get into the city there before San Francisco State. Also, a North 101 San Francisco 280 out to the lower deck, and the metering light's on. So look for a delay there at the toll plaza and slow most of the way across the span heading into San Francisco. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. And for more traffic, log on to SigAlerts.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
The rules of investing are continually changing. Strategies that served you well in your 20s and 30s can prove financially disastrous as you approach retirement. With new tax legislation and confusing investment and estate regulations, many seniors have lost sight of their financial picture. Each Saturday on KDOW, investment advisor Bruce Gray puts it all in focus, covering the issues that directly affect today's seniors. Listen to The Retirement Navigator, Saturday at 2 p.m. here on AM 1220 KDOW.
You ever notice low prices are on things you never need, like a deluxe egg peeler? Thankfully, there's Napa, where $5.99 gets you a quart of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's something you use anyway and keeps your engine running like new. So come to Napa and get Mobil 1 for just $5.99.
Napa know-how!
Egg peeler not included. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31/14.
My husband and I have been married for about 7 years, and about 2 years ago, we had one of those momentous conversations. You know what I'm talking about? We were sitting at the dinner table, and he said, "Baby, if I ever have, like, bad breath, can you please tell me?" It was hilarious. I thought, wow, we were totally married. And you know what? I love that. So that's our new rule for one another, and I think that's kind of cool. We're totally digging on TheraBreath. The toothpaste, the mouthwash, the lozenges are all natural, not made with saccharin or artificial sweeteners. Not to mention their ability to turn the giant tub of mouthwash into a tiny footprint on our bathroom sink. For $10 in coupons, go to TheraBreath.com/Jackie. That's TheraBreath.com/Jackie, J-A-C-I. TheraBreath products are available at Target, Walgreens, Walmart, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. So go ahead, get the extra onions, eat all the garlic you want, because TheraBreath is here. And TheraBreath, it's fresh breath made simple.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Interest, Margaret Jackson. We're coming out. Women, we're coming out. It's so awesome. It's so awesome. Kevin, you are an amazing, amazing producer. I really, really appreciate you. If you're just tuning into the show, in our first segment, we talked a little bit about California being the target of top cyber crime, which is not good. And we know cyber crime is happening all over the world. And we had Nancy Franklin, who is the founder of Superior Compliance Solutions, and she gave four really great things for us to look at as business owners, especially small businesses, mom and pops. When cybercrime hits them, it could literally take their business out of commission. And so we don't want to see that happen. But number one, she said, you know, make sure that your software is upgraded and you have that it's upgraded and it's updated just updated with the right software on your computer so information is protected. You want to make sure that you're interacting with you know, organizations that whoever you're taking money from, like if you're going through PayPal and they're pretty secure. But just know what's going on with your computer and have, you know, an IT professional on hand or someone that you can connect with regards to making sure that your software is up to date and you have what you need on your computer. So often, especially business owners that are a little bit older tend to not maybe consider those things too much. So you want to make sure that you have that available. IT professional, you know, watch out for the cloud solutions. If you're doing, I like the cloud. I love the cloud. I think, you know, we're not going to get away from the cloud. So we want to make sure that you're secure there. And how are they secured? Like I gave you an example with using PayPal as a means of making transactions. You want to know how they're secured. And then, you know, one of the fourth thing that she mentioned was if there's a breach, how do you notify your customers? And so I think that's really great information. Again, Nancy Franklin with Superior Compliance Solutions, you can connect with her, and I'll give you more information about how you can do that in the show. So I went on to talk about, you know, 10 ways that women, that Forbes, this is a report by Forbes, this is not me, this is Forbes, but we're doing these things, which is exciting. 10 ways women can dare to grow their businesses. And I talk to women about a lot of these things all the time, and even in groups, and men can certainly do some of these things. But when we have 2% of the women, you know, crossing that $1 million threshold, and we have 6% of men crossing, you know, we're still seeing those gaps. But I don't think it's all just because of men. I think women, there's things that we don't do that men do. Men will negotiate. Men will take risks. So number two, I shared that taking risks, you know, that this Forbes article, and you can go to Forbes.com and look this up and find it under 10 ways that women can dare to grow their businesses. So take risks, step outside your comfort zone and take on new challenges. And sometimes you have to know when to pull the trigger and go for it and risk it. You have to be in it to win it. And so many people hear me say that. And one of the things is that this article says is you have to risk it all. You can't win if you're not in it and you're not willing to put it all in there. And you say, well, that's pretty intense. Well, that's what it takes to build business. Number three, never stop learning. I love this book, Mentors. I read every entrepreneur that builds a successful business never stops learning. And here's the thing is that you're not going to know everything, you know. And so never stop learning and keep yourself growing. You know, making sure that you're connecting with mentors and advisors that can help you stay on track. And again, I am like a bookworm. I love books. I have, I don't know, 4 bookcases in my house that I read books, and I read magazines, and I read whatever I can get my hands on when I have time to do that. Internet is a great place to get information. Number four, take on new roles, you know, outside your comfort zone. And this, again, this is Forbes.com. And, you know, get on a board, you know, do something that you haven't done before, so that way you can develop your leadership skills, so that you build credibility with regards to your business. And you'll learn how to make decisions, and especially if you've never been on a board, that is like the best way to kind of learn about what happens in terms of coming together as a group and as a board and making decisions with regards to what's going on within that particular organization. Number five, dream big. You always, I love that. Dream big. Dream big. What can you say about that? Women don't dream big enough. You know, we're kind of reserved. I dream big. I'm willing to take risks. I'm a bigger risk taker as a small business owner because I want bigger results. And I can tell you this by experience, when you take bigger risks, you do get bigger results. Are you risking something? Can you lose? Absolutely, absolutely. But you're mitigating the risks by making calculated risks. You know, I don't just take risks. I consider, what position do I want to be in? What do we have? What's the data telling us? And then we'll take the risks based on information that we're gathering. So you want to make sure that you're doing that, and then know what's most important to you. So when we come back, we're going to wrap up with that, and we'll tell you a little story, and then we're going to wrap everything up tonight. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Delays in the South Bay on South 101 from Oregon Expressway Palo Alto to north of Ringsdorf. Earlier crash before Oregon Expressway, now cleared to the shoulder. And further down, slow Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road on 101 southbound. And then from Bailey in South San Jose, it goes slow and stretches all the way to Tennant Avenue. We're going to check now the ride on Highway 580 eastbound. And we're seeing brake lights from 238 all the way through the 680, 580 interchange, and it'll go slow all the way to North Flynn Road. North 880, Milpitas, slow Great Mall Parkway to Stevenson, then from Thornton headed to 238. Sonol Grade Ride, North 680. The brake lights begin at Jacqueline Milpitas. Won't let up till you're at Andrade. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Some financial advisors avoid asking the tough questions, but the Financial Safari's Mark Troutman makes sure no stone is left unturned.
When we all reach 65 or 62, wherever that magic date is in our mind when we want to retire, we have to ask ourselves one key question. Where's my paycheck going to come from?
Make sure you're asking all the right questions about retirement by listening to the Financial Safari with the Bay Area's local trusted advisor, Mark Troutman. Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 1220 KDOW, the Bay Area's business leader.
Whether you plan to file your taxes by the April 15th deadline or will be filing late, you could save a considerable amount of money by implementing some last-minute filing strategies. Learn those strategies in a free webinar on March 22nd, hosted by Sanjiv Gupta, CPA firm. In this webinar, you'll learn about various deductions and credits you could be taking advantage of. If you are filing late, you absolutely should not miss this webinar. It's free, but registration is required and limited. Go to SanjivCPA.com today to reserve your spot. That's SanjivCPA.com. Sanjiv Gupta CPA firm in Fremont is known throughout the Bay Area for providing fast, accurate, cost-effective accounting services. Don't miss this opportunity to pick up some last-minute tax strategies from Sanjiv Gupta CPA firm. Register today for the March 22nd webinar at SanjivCPA.com. S-A-N-J-I-V, SanjivCPA.com.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Superior Compliance Solutions is meeting up Thursday, April 17th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. The topic will be the benefits of an anonymous tip line. Allows employees the opportunity to anonymously report fraud or HR-related issues. The location is 19925 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Suite 100, Cupertino, California. And this is Nancy Franklin with the Superior Compliance Solutions. Lost my train of thought there. Kevin's like, what just happened? I'm human. Do I get to be? Yes. So for additional information, please contact Nancy Franklin at 408-725-7153 or info at superiorcompliancesolutions.com. Nancy is a must-have in your arsenal. Connect with her. Don't forget to tell Nancy that you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Benefits on anonymous tip line. And believe me, fraud does happen in small businesses. And I could tell you some nightmares, but connect with Nancy and she'll take real good care of you and make sure that you are established firmly in terms of, you know, having your business structure. So back to this Forbes list of 10 things women can do to be to build business, you know, which is fantastic. And I love finding these little articles on the web. You know, if you want to build business, great. And women were always looking for tools. But you have to not just get this information. You have to use it, implement it. Men are doing it. Number five, know what's most important to you. Prioritize what you're doing. Make choices. You're going to have some trade-offs. You know, you can't have it all. But make sure that, you know, make some healthy trade-offs in terms of what you're doing. Number six, put yourself in the news. I love that. If someone's not putting you in the news, put yourself in the news. You can, you know. And so we use, one of the things that we invested in at Business on the Edge is Vocus. Vocus PR Web is a great resource. And so you can, you know, buy these subscriptions that, and they're a little pricey for a small business. But if you, and you know, talk to these companies and these partners and these affiliations in terms of how you can get things paid for. You don't always have to eat the elephant. You should never eat the elephant in one whole chunk. It's just going to choke you. Eat the elephant one bite at a time. And so, you know, this is a great place because Vocus, you're putting out press releases every month, newsworthy, not sales pitches, please. But the point is you're getting yourself out there, or like this, you know, radio, get on shows. If you think that you could make a great guest here on the Business on the Edge show, you know, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we'll take a look at you and see whether or not it makes sense and it's a fit for us. And I can tell you now that I've had people on this show that I did not know, and out of other states, you know, as well. And because they reached out and we were able to vet them out, we actually brought them on the show. So that absolutely can happen. And become an asking machine. Don't take no for an answer. Women, we kind of get concerned about that, you know, feeling rejected. Just, it's business. Never accept no. It, you know, find out what's going on with that company. It could be, you know, the timing. It could be a lot of different things that's going on. You know, look the part. Create the it factor, you know, make people want to do business with you and want to do business with your company. And like Forbes says here, you know, working on your presence will help you fake it till you make it. So you look great, look good. Number nine, dare to fail. Be willing to celebrate your failures. They'll teach you things that success will never teach you. I'm not saying deliberately fail, but I'm saying when you do, get the takeaways from that. And number 10, build out your network. And that's certainly what we're doing on the Edge Women in Business Club, is building out our network. And so these women can connect and do business together. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to tell you another little story. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Barry's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Delays in the South Bay on South 101 from Oregon Expressway Palo Alto to north of Rangsdorf. Earlier crash before Oregon Expressway, now cleared to the shoulder. And further down, slow Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road on 101 southbound. And then from Bailey in South San Jose, it goes slow and stretches all the way to Tennant Avenue. We're going to check now the ride on Highway 580 eastbound. And we're seeing brake lights from 238 all the way through the 580 interchange, and it will go slow all the way to North Flynn Road. North 880, Milpitas, slow Great Mall Parkway to Stevenson, then from Thornton headed to 238. It's an old grade ride, North 680. The brake lights begin at Jacklin Milpitas, won't let up till you're at Andrade. Hey, traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hey, all you ladies and gents out there, Phil Grandy at philsgang.com has a special announcement to make.
The stock market has become the social safety net for the top 10 percentile, who will contribute 75% of the $3.8 trillion in taxes that go to the Treasury. So why aren't you in the market?
Phil sends his dedication out to you lost investors who continue to sit on the sidelines protecting your principal while the market continues to go up.
Obama can't let the stock market go down. He's got to continue running the stock market to make sure his pals make a bunch of money so he can tax them to fill the treasury.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
And guide you when and how to invest in the stock market in both the immediate and long term. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com or call 877-600-GANG. 877-600-4264. 877-600-4264.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business Advantage with Margaret Jackson. Berryessa Business Association is having a mixer this coming Monday, and you can bring your family, bring your kids, 20% off your order. This is going to be at Pizza California in San Jose, Pizza California, 1708 Oakland Road at Brokaw, San Jose, California. You can, again, bring your family, bring your kids, 20% off your order if you are an association supporter. So let them know you're coming out to support the association. Plus, 10% of that will go, of that order will be donated back to the association. And I happen to be on the board of that association, so I will be there. I'm looking forward to just kind of meeting and greeting everyone, connecting with the community. I love being out there. Business owners in the Berryessa North Valley neighborhood also come out and join us. This is the District 4 that Pizza California is located. So again, that is Monday, March 24th. And that is 1708 Oakland Road at Brokaw Pizza, California. So come out and support. Bring your kids. Have some fun. It's a different kind of mixer or networking event. We want to bring the families in. So I have a story of a young farm boy in the south of Sweden who grew up with this entrepreneurial soul, this mindset. And if you were here at the beginning of the show, two-thirds of billionaires build their own fortune. They are self-made billionaires, two-thirds. And this kid, as I read the story, I thought, okay, he likes making money. It's funny, my son is kind of, you know, he's always trying to make money. And I like that spirit. You know, when kids are doing something, we need to encourage our children. So this kid would sell matches to his neighbors. And what he learned is that if he bought the matches in bulk, if he, you know, could get, you know, these bulk matches, he could break them up individually and then sell them cheap and make this profit, make a decent profit off of that. Simple business, right? You know, sometimes kids can get it done better than adults. So this young farm boy, over the years, he expanded his product line. He sold fish. He sold seeds. You know, this is all before he was 17 years old. So this is an interesting story to me. He sold Christmas decorations, pencils, pens, things like that. So this young entrepreneur at 17 years old, his father gives him this reward for doing great in school. He took those resources and invested them in a business that we now know today as IKEA. And so that is Ingvar Kamprad's story. He kept adding value to his business. And I think this is interesting because I want to encourage small business owners. Somebody did it. You have to decide where you want to be as a small business owner, where you want to land in terms of how large you want to grow your business. Is that a $500,000 company? Is it, you know, you want to stay a small business and maybe be, you know, somewhere under $500,000? Or do you want to one day grow to a Fortune 500 company? You have to decide on what you want, like I said earlier. And what I like about Ingvar is that when I look at his process. This young kid, he's on the 2014 billionaires list, and I love to look at it every year. He's number 367, but $4.1 billion. He's now 87 years old. And so Forbes reports that the source of his wealth is from IKEA. And so I'm going to say no. I kind of disagree with Forbes. I think it's incomplete. Not that it's not a source of his wealth, IKEA. I think that it's incomplete. It's an incomplete thought. And I would say that the source of his wealth was his an original thinking as a young boy. What he did as a young boy translated into what he was able to do in his latter years. He did that. There was no IKEA at the time. And so, as a result of a young boy's entrepreneurial spirit, launched him into a billionaire destiny. His fortune, like I said, didn't start with IKEA. It started with the matches. It started while he was riding his bicycle, selling to people that he knew, his neighbors. And so what he learned, he took with him into IKEA. So I looked at this, and there was a few things that I got out of this, and hopefully I can get you all of this information before we get out tonight. But number one, he learned that he could purchase a good in bulk. He could break it apart, this young kid, and I don't know if his father participated in all of this, but he broke it apart, sold it individually at a low cost. Customers like low cost or cost that keeps more money in their pockets. Small business owners need to learn how to monetize their products and services well. And so he not only did that, but he figured this out. And then number two, because of that, he was able to reach what we call is a break-even point, because you want to break even. If you're not breaking even, you're losing money. If you're breaking even and you're still selling, you're making a profit. So as a result of that, he broke even. And he made a profit. He continued to make a profit. So getting his initial investment back on those bulk matches, and then reaching that break-even point and creating a profit margin is awesome for young, how encouraging for a young kid. And then he did one more thing. And that one more thing that he did, and it was a few more, and I'll give you that at the end, but he did something that I think is very good, an important key. But before I get that, he worked hard. Remember, he was on his bicycle, and he peddled his little products around, while he was going to school. He invested. He invested his time. He invested his resources. So this young Ingvard did one more thing, and that was the secret sauce that made IKEA what it is today. He diversified his products. He knew that he knew how to give people what they were demanding. He watched. So when I say he went from matches to fish to Christmas decorations, he was watching what his customers wanted and what was in demand, and made sure that it was affordable. So IKEA is kind of known for that today. I mean, you have this diversity in IKEA, and he's no longer, he's passed the company on to his son, but that's awesome. So IKEA isn't the source of Ingvard's success. It is a result of his successful business strategies that he was using as a young farm boy, not a billionaire. And so I share that story with you, because you, wherever you are in your process of growth, in that process, you can make those decisions that will allow you to grow to the levels that you want to grow. Choose where you want to be. Make smart choices. Make sure that you understand what your customers want and give them that. Get to your break-even point and continue to sell and build that out. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Barry's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Delays San Francisco City streets, northbound 19th Avenue at Terravelle. An injury crash with an overturned vehicle blocking two lanes headed that way. There are only three going that way. We're slow all the way from the 280 junction headed back on northbound 19th Avenue in San Francisco. Southbound direction of 19th, slow Noriega to Terravelle. Now let's go to the right of the Santa Cruz Mountains out of the South Bay. South 17 slow 280-880 headed for the Lexington Reservoir. In Oakland, a crash has been cleared but still delays. East 580 at 980 24. It is slow from the 80 split. Headed for the Altamont, plenty of company headed with you. East 580 out of Castro Valley from 238 to North Flynn Road. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Be it the birth of a new child or the expansion of a family business, maybe even the young graduate on their first steps to a new frontier, there are reasons to celebrate success. Getting you there is the goal of Stephen F. Lavelle of Lavelle Wealth Legacy. Stephen F. Lavelle is a financial advisor with LPL Financial and is a nationally recognized retirement expert. Be it financial or investment planning, retirement, estate, or tax planning, let Stephen's years of experience put you on the path to success. Stephen has been named one of the 5-star wealth managers for the past 2 years. So celebrate success and gain the insight of a trusted partner and advisor. That's Stephen F. Lavelle of Lavelle Wealth Legacy. Call today, 800-841-4225. Offices in San Francisco and Walnut Creek. That's 800-841-4225. Or visit LavelleWealthLegacy.com. L-O-V-E-L-L. LavelleWealthLegacy.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Just a Morgan's, a pine, and a handful of Norsemen. IKEA, IKEA. Selling furniture for college kids and divorcemen. Everyone has a home, but if you don't have a home, you can buy one there.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Kevin is, I just never know what to expect. I love it. I love it. That's awesome. IKEA, Ingvard Kamprad. So he learned what this young guy is a great, great example. And I just tip my hat, salute him in what he has brought in terms of what we can do in terms of growing our businesses. This is a history lesson that I think is just absolutely awesome. So he worked hard in his business. And you do know that you can work in your business versus working on your business. If you're always working in your business, you're not building business. You want to work on your business as well. And so those things are not the same things. And if you're just working in your business, then you're probably on that hamster wheel. And that impact is you're going nowhere really fast. And you're kind of stagnant. But he was relentless and he was efficient, and he has, you know, I have this thing, it's like, you know, pay for what you need to pay for and keep the rest of the money in your coffers, keep the rest of the money in your bank and use those for other opportunities that you can do to use to grow your business. So be careful of how you spend. I'm going to have Kevin play our ad again. The ad is so cool for the On the Edge Women in Business Club. I don't know that I have a copy of that. I need to make sure I have a copy of that. Can you play that for me one more time?
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive women in business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
That commercial is just awesome. Great job to KDOW producing that for us. Our On the Edge Women in Business Club, we are getting calls. We're getting women connecting with us. We've got Vanessa out there who does our new business development. And they're asking us, what is up with this club? What are we doing? And our club is an extension of everything else that you're doing or associations that you're participating in. But what we do that's different, and I like this, and I really, you know, the commercial just says everything. And my example of Ingvard is a lot of things that we're doing is what he did. Small business owners, women in business need a place where there are resources for them to connect with. And we're continually unfolding some of these resources. And like, for example, Nancy Franklin actually is an On the Edge Women in Business Club member. And as a result of that, you know, for example, you know, I give her a call right before the show and I says, hey, I read this article on cybercrime. Can you, you know, give us some expert advice in terms of best practices and what small businesses can do? And that was just, you know, a few minutes before the show went on air tonight that we connected with her. And that's a kind of a perk of, you know, being, you know, part of this club. And so what we're doing is we have rolled out the red carpet and saying, look, this is a small investment, annual investment, for us to help you grow and help you get the resources that you need. And so you can connect with us on the On the Edge Women in Business Club. We do have a website for that, and it is being built up, but there's a really great face to that. On the Edge, wibclub.wildapricot.org. So you can get information out there. Some of the pages you may not be able to see because you're not a member, but those that are available out there, you'll be able to see what we have going on. So please go out there and check it out. You are listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.